know, the water boy tells Coach Klein to visualize an attack, and he visualizes the old man and turns into a little baby. That's what Joey Manu looked like, bro. Joey Howarth.
Melbourne 2.
What do you mean? I love this game, bro. It was so end to end.
Yeah, you were enjoying it.
This was a hate watch for him, bro. Oh,
it's like, above Trent Barrett.
Yeah, oh, bro. No. What do you mean? Trent Barrett, bro, you're above Trent Barrett.
Yeah, got a compliment on leg lash.
Storm. Melbourne Storm.
Melbourne Storms, bro.
Storm.
Oh,
Storm.
That changed the way I grew up, bro. Melbourne Storms. That's it.
It was never Storms.
Yeah, but that's how I grew up saying
it. It was never Storms.
It's like saying
Porto's, bro. It's a Porto.
It's like saying Turret,
whoa,
bro.
Whoa, we got a crisis on our hands. You say a Porto? Oh, Maron, what are you doing? Hey, like, comment, subscribe, share. Do everything you got to do, man. It goes a long way, trust me. You like my shirt? Get straight into the episode. Boys and...
What you do?
You ready to go?
Yeah.
I don't know what, I just froze at his...
Watch it, Chrissy. Watch it, Chrissy.
He had 17 Czechoslovakians. What did he say?
He killed 17 Czechoslovakians. He's an interior decorator.
But his house looked like shit.
Bro, that's the greatest show of all time. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to League Lads' second last episode of the NRL regular season, or finals footy, regular season, whatever you want to call it. It feels good to be back, to be honest. I was off last week doing some missions and getting some things done. The boys took over, Flaxy, Winston and Fred. I don't know how I rate their hosting performances, but, you know, we'll let them go. You know,
you had to say something.
mate, I can't believe it.
Boys, honestly, I'm proud of you. You held it down. And, but I love you, bro.
What a hater, bro.
He's got my back all the time.
What a hater. Go back to modelling, bro.
Oh, don't worry. Yeah, I wasn't modelling, bro. Stop saying that. Anyway,
back to modelling, bro.
First and foremost...
He's got some makeup on, guys.
That's a big pause. First of all, we need to get our sponsors out of the way. We're wearing Astra Lens. Shout out to Pete and that's my good friend Pete, who just started this sunglass business. Listen, I know you're sick of this plastic shit. And the only reason why I promote nice glasses, if you know me, I rock glasses all the time, right? Glasses are my thing. I have about 5 pairs of glasses in my car and I hate all of them.
He's got reading glasses.
No, but stop putting me under the juddo, bro.
He's about to get some grades. He's got the
orange frame like reading glasses, bro.
I'll rock them. Let me rock them happily. Now, but Astra Lens, bro, shout out to Pete and his friend down there who've just started this business. I love him. I've got him on. Fred's got him on. Fred, I think you need a smaller size, actually.
What do you mean? I need a bigger size, bro.
That's the whole point. Anyway, Flaxy's going to wear them now. Flaxy, put them on and give them a...
They look fire, bro.
Give us a reason why you got these on.
Because, mate...
He's a wizard.
I'm a wizard, Harry. you know that lady?
Why does he got the tag on? Anyway, go on.
Because it's authentic. Like these, bro. Like the Penrith Panthers. Not these Bulldogs. Oh. I'm going to be quiet. Because I don't want to get kicked out, but...
Quietly murdered
up the Panthers, baby.
In warm blood.
Anyway, Pete coming.
You're wearing them for the 4-peat celebrations.
Mate, absolutely.
And there's no better way to look good.
I have just christened these for good luck.
There's no better way to look good this summer in a pair of Astra Lens. So go in there, support them. They'll be launching in a month. They won't be expensive, trust me. Go out there, support the people down there. We love it. Pete, shout out to Pete. You'll never walk alone. That's my brother. And also shout out to our sponsors, Chad, who, as always, the hair on your chest from their tomb. It's genuine. It's within. Look at Fred. He pulled down my favorite shirt to show you the hairs on his chest. Go again, Chrissy.
Nah, bro. That's it. I actually don't have any hair on my chest because I've prepared for oiling up.
Yeah, he's saving it for this weekend.
Wow.
I've got to be glistening, bro, if we do get to oil up. So
should we bring some of these lights over to your house just to show the glistening effect?
Listen, I've got the fucking fan light.
So for those who don't know, right, and want to see Fred in that sort of nature, can you please explain what's happening?
I just want to say one thing beforehand. Not many things make Flax look good, right? But those glasses do. So...
Thanks, bro. Thanks,
so once he takes them off, like back to just...
That's like I've known you for what, a year and a half? It's the first ever nice thing you've said about me.
No, it's not.
Also, boys, just want to announce...
No, it's not.
Just want to announce Nothing But Net. Shout out to Nothing But Net, Winston, Flaxy, Fred. Maybe Arnie will make some guest appearances. Maybe I'll make some guest appearances. I'm not the most knowledgeable about
you're definitely not. I'm just gonna come on, he's gonna say Kobe Bryant shit. And then he's gonna get a punch in the mouth.
I probably said that to Riley in my butt. Rest of us, Kobe Bryant. I have a lot of respect for legends, right? Job's not done. But yeah, go and listen to it's nothing but net.
I wanted it to be nothing but net, but the name was taken.
But on Instagram, it's nothing but net.
Okay. So it's called Nothing But Net, the podcast, but the Instagram, it's Nothing But Net, because we couldn't get the Instagram.
Someone has
it,
some inactive account.
Some inactive account from just, many
I reckon we should have just named it Nothing But Net _ bro.
Yeah, that's what it
could be, but
anyway, we'll work
uploading
on that.
We can change it.
Uploading on Wednesday, so this is obviously coming out on a Tuesday. It's coming out tomorrow for the viewers that are listening on a Tuesday, so be excited.
Yeah, it's going to be hectic. And yeah, as Sui was saying before, every single grand final, we do a 24-hour stream. And it's always a different time. But from this one, it's from 12 a.m. on the Sunday to 12 a.m. on the Monday. And we always do something called a subathon where overall, like, we have community goals where if we hit, like, 20 subs, we spin the wheel. And the wheel's got, like, giveaways and I got to do, like, alcohol stuff or, like, you know, forfeits or whatever. We do a bunch of stuff. The wheel just gets bigger and bigger. And then when we hit the top goal... In the past, it's been like a massive giveaway, or I have to shave myself bald. And this time around,
Please don't go bald.
No. That, we failed that one. Thank God. But this one is me oiling up for 600 subs. So
Dana White must be booming.
We have been talking about this being a potential thing for a very long time, and it just became more and more. And as soon as I mentioned oil up once, it became a thing where every single day, there would be every single time I went live, there's 30 people asking me to oil up. And I just said, boys, I'm directing them to the grand final subathon, because that's when, if it's going to happen, that's when it's going
to
happen.
Shout out to Diddy attending this event.
This was a absolute...
It's sponsored by him. What do you mean?
This was planned months before Diddy and all of this.
So Bad Boy Records can't take any credit.
So now Diddy just made this way more weird. Okay, and now I really don't want to oil up, but hey,
you're doing it for the community,
man. Maybe Diddy's gonna make an appearance, but I've got the babe already. Legend has it, it's part of his stash and he Amazon primed it to me. Who knows, man? Who knows? But all I know is Diddy would be proud. He got denied bail, so he probably can't watch. But you never know, man. We might be
Diddy
able to...
would be proud. He's wild.
Listen, man. LeBron James, bro. And like Diddy, buddy. Man, his legacy will be affected. and if I have to oil
finally
up...
Finally, that one bloke in the comment section is going to get his answers,
hey, listen,
bro.
And if I have to oil up, my legacy will be affected. But, yeah. It's only from the waist up, so I know there's probably going to be a lot of you guys. Damn it! Nah, I'm putting my wallet away, but that's what we're doing, bro.
Oh, I love it, bro. Nah, shout out to that, man. I'm going to tune in. I'm going to pop my head in here and there. Really, really going to be scared to look at anything oiled up. That's good to view, but
peak male performance.
I'm going to be here to support.
My physique, peak male performance.
All right, boys, let's get straight into the rugby league. This is what we do. First things first. A lot of shit happened this week, all right? A lot of good games, right? Well, two good games, but a lot of talking points. But I want to speak about something before we get into the games, and it's Brisbane Broncos. Now, out of nowhere, Kevin Walters, after Brisbane Broncos have done a season review, right? As you every team would do, and they've just told, I think, Kevin Walters to... I don't know if they've sacked him.
No, they're saying... There's some reports that say he's sacked, and there's some that say Kevy walked out. I reckon Kevy walked out is absolute BS.
You reckon he got sacked?
I reckon he got sacked.
So from the reports, NRL and Brisbane Broncos reported a step down, but everywhere else reported a sack. I think it's a mutual agreement. I think he knew he was going to get sacked, so he stepped away before he did.
It's just like quitting before you're going to get fired for copium reasons.
Yeah.
I reckon he basically just got the... He did... I think that whole, we will make finals, and then he faked it.
Yeah, he sort of tried to G up the boys.
You ever watch
and
the Dictator?
Flopped.
You ever watch The Dictator? Yeah. And they're like this? What's happened to him? He just angered the Dictator, who was like the CEO of the Broncos.
Finish
and
him.
Like, and then he's with Nuclear Nadal, bro.
Now, well, listen, man, Kevin Walters getting sacked or leaving in his own way, right?
Whatever
it is, bro, I think it's a bit harsh, but... I think because of the next name we're hearing, and we'll get into it, but Kevin Walters getting sacked. For now, first of all, where does that leave his son, right? Because he's probably his son's probably in training.
The first thing,
first thing you said, yeah.
How does this impact Billy Walters' legacy? I think Corey Pakes is still on contract, bro, so he can finally get a crack.
Yeah.
Or Blake Moser.
I think it's crazy.
I think Billy was only getting picked because of his dad.
Yeah, well, I got a question for you. Is it too harsh? Because they did make the grand final last season against Penrith, right?
Yeah.
And it did take a Nathan Cleary masterclass, things beyond our world we've ever seen in rugby. Like, you really see these moments happen where two or three players change through, like, a massive... They just flipped the biggest result of a whole game and the biggest game of the season. Nathan Cleary is the biggest one on To'o and Crichton. But I think it's a bit harsh, right, on Kevin Walters, because he is a Broncos, he's a legend, bro. Apparently, Gordon Tallis was saying some shit today, and I couldn't stop laughing. He's like, they never backed him from the beginning. He had to go buy his own Broncos shirt when he was doing media and shit. So I don't know if that's true or not. I think it's a bit harsh, but at the same time, I think the problem with Brisbane Broncos is their mentality, right? They started to feel like they're the best. Like, yeah, we're too good. Reece Walsh, you know, Ezra Mann. Ezra Mann earned all these big dollars now. Isn't he on like a massive contract?
Adam Reynolds. He signed for $1 million.
$1 million for Ezra Mann, which is insane. Like, I'm giving Dearden that money before I'm giving Ezra Mann that money.
Yeah, and Dearden, I don't even score a hat trick in the grand final.
I don't care who scored a hat trick in the grand final. Anyone can do some freakish shit in one half game. But what I'm looking for in my team is consistency. I'm not signing I'm not giving Ben Hunt $2 million tomorrow. You get me? I'm not going to go out there and throw that money just for some section or whatever it is. So, I don't know. They started to get ahead of themselves, I feel. And I feel like their mentality started to get... They just got cocky. People said Penrith got cocky, right? But Penrith showed up. Just Broncos. To get belted by the Bulldogs and take nothing away from us, how we played against them at Suncorp. To get shat on with no Crichton at your Suncorp Stadium, which is their fortress. To have Bulldogs fans and Bulldogs... like. The whole stadium singing Bulldogs chants, it's just sort of crazy. So I think their mentality was gone. I know they had a lot of injuries and things, but yeah, give them those ones. I think the mentality is weak. And the next thing I'm going to speak about, we'll go straight into it, is Michael Maguire. He just stepped down as New South Wales Blues coach, which I am shattered about because I love Madge's mentality, right? That game, was it game one where we lost Suwali'i? And we just gave it to Queensland as much as we could. I don't think that happens under any other coach. But Madge's mentality, what he's given them, that's probably the key for Brisbane Broncos to go and win a premiership, bro. If they're going to get Madge in, which apparently they're getting Madge in, Madge's no sucker, lad. He's going to go there. He's going to tell everyone 1, 2, 3, 4 and break shit down how it is. Fred, talk to me.
All right, listen. Well, like, Kevin Walters getting sacked before Ten Hag is just crazy, bro. It's crazy.
Shout out to Tanaka.
Absolutely crazy. I think it was slack, but if I had to, I feel like it was slack because they made the grand final last year, came this close, and then Haron broke. Like, they're missing half the team for most of the season. Payne Haas missed most of the season. Adam Reynolds missed most of the season. Like, Cobbo, Katoni Sags constantly in and out of the lineup. Like, I think they just don't have that depth yet. Like, they just, I don't know, man. Like, Kobe White's going to be massive for them in a couple of years, but they couldn't use him. Plus, he was injured too, even if they wanted to. But, yeah, I just feel like they just missed the eight, and they would have been a lot better if, you know, if they just had their players. And I just feel like it's slack that Kevin Walters got sacked. But do I think Kevin Walters is a good coach? Not really.
I don't really rate.
And I think if you ask people, right, last season, who's the top five coach in the NRL, nobody would have said Kevin Walters. You know, and that's just how I see it.
I agree.
Like, he respectfully has, like, this is the most brain rot way to say it, but Kevin Walters has zero aura.
He was going to say that.
And I think all of the players,
he's getting predictable,
except his son, believed. If Kevin Walters was, when he talks, like, I just don't believe what he says. Like,
yeah.
Nothing he says sticks to me, bro.
He doesn't have, like,
Wayne Bennett says three words and I'll listen. Kevin Walters could say, like,
four essays.
Four HSC essay, bro. I wouldn't fucking, I'd give him, nah. I'd read like half of it and I'd be like, nah, 3 out of 10.
So when Kevin Walters is talking on your TV or your stream, basically you can't hear him.
Brother, no. I just, like, I don't. Like, we have this thing where it's a meme. It's been a meme for 3 years. Be quiet. I'm trying to listen to Cody Walker talk. Nobody's ever said that about Kevin Walters, bro. And I think the fact that...
Who can you understand more, Kevin Walter or Des Hasler?
I can understand Des Hasler perfectly. Yeah. I can translate Des Hasler.
I can as well. He's a smoke guy. I get what you're saying.
Anyways, I don't think he's a very good coach, and that's just my opinion. I think there have been bad coaches that have been successful. He was this close.
He was very close.
So it means he was good in final, in my opinion. I think he's not a bad coach.
No, he's not shit.
But he's not an elite coach. Like, he's just run of the mill. But
he's above Trent Barrett.
Yeah. Oh, bro, no. What do you mean, Trent Barrett? You're above Trent Barrett.
Yeah, no compliment on league lads.
Trent Barrett is the lowest of the low in terms of the coaching hierarchy. He's like pond scum, bro. You know, we ever watched Wolf of Wall Street where they come in? You are pond scum. That's what Trent Barrett
is. How did a Dragons legend coach us, bro? That burns my life.
How did he coach all of these teams and be shit and still be linked with all of these? He's still being.
How's he still getting a job? I think he's automatic.
He's linked with New South Wales Origin, brother.
No.
Get lost, bro. He wasn't even good for us when he played Origin.
Yeah.
All right? But you know what? He's Kevin Walters. Like, Trent Barrett's a shit coach. Kevin Walters is a mid coach. You know who's a great coach?
Who?
And a great, great club coach? Madge McGuire. And I said, there's no way in the world. I just can't imagine Madge in Broncos colours. But why? Money. Because he's South Sydney. I imagine him with like Sydney team colours on. New South Wales team colours on.
Yeah, but look.
This is just it's going to look wrong.
I know, but look at the team he's going to grab.
No, it's going to look wrong. But you know what I think? Madge has always won. I know Madge, he didn't actually want to coach New South Wales Origin, but it was the only way for him to fix his reputation from what the Tigers did to him. Not what he did to the Tigers, but the Tigers did to him.
To him, yeah.
He aged about 10 years.
Yeah, he lost a lot of...
All right?
It's like a president, bro.
He looked like he had a tapeworm, bro. Yeah. You know what I mean? He lost 25 kilos... You know,
Every second word was the effort.
He needed Ashley and Martin. Like, you know what I mean? He probably took a trip to Turkey, came back.
Listen, the Netherlands.
Wallah, man. This is why I thought the only reason he would join is what is Madge asking himself? If he gets a fat contract offer from Broncos, and it will be fat.
Nice money.
Am I? No, but it is nice money. But you know what Madge is saying? Will I ever get an opportunity, like my next club job that comes up, or my next 5 jobs, or my next 10 club jobs that come up, are any of these going to be a better team than the Broncos? Like a massive established club with a roster that just made the grand final a year ago.
They got a good team, bro.
This is a great team. And he's coaching Adam Reynolds again.
I was just going to say that. He literally...
What? This is a no-brainer. Mm. But me, I just couldn't see it. Like, I thought there's no...
It hurts. It kind of hurts.
I thought they would have gone to go get Billy.
Yeah, that's what I said as well. I'm like, Billy Slater's licking his lips right now. Or they probably lined up something with Billy Slater to get him straight in.
Yeah, this would have been perfect for Billy, but not Madge. And Madge is a guy that if you give him a good team, he will make him a great team. If you give him...
A shit team, he'll make him
lazy...
Better.
No, because he can't coach like young, rebuilding teams.
Yeah.
Because they're just... He's too hard on them. He's a real tough bastard, that Madge.
Yeah, love it.
That's why he got to that South team. He was that coach to bring them to that next level. And I'm telling you, man, these soft, underperforming players like Cobbo, Lazy, Cobbo, Ricky, like Ricky especially, that guy has all the talent in the world, but my goodness, he was bad this year.
Chucky.
He was so bad, but he's going to bring those players to the next level. Or he's going to sell them off. Yeah. If they don't, they're not going to meet his standards.
See you later.
See you later.
Replace.
But if they're going to, he's going to bring those young players, and he's that are your Katoni Stags, your Cobbos, your in the future Kobe Black. He's going to bring them to another level, I reckon, bro. And they're that team that's like, they're not too young. They're at the right age where they're men now.
They got experience.
They're not little boys anymore.
And they got young talent. And then you got like, very. People forget, they got Reese Walsh. I know people don't forget, but Reese Walsh just plays for the Broncos. And Reese Walsh, when he's on, he's hot property, lad. You can't touch him. Who's going to be?
I think they'll be a better team.
I think they're going to be a way better team. The question is, before we move on, do you think they can win the premiership in the next 3 years with Madge?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, I think they can. Madge, as Fred said, big
talent, bro.
Big talent and just getting that energy. Like, imagine getting them... Everything out of Reece Walsh and getting everything out of those lazy players, bro.
Even for Adam Reynolds, like that grand final, I feel like that's a mentality thing, bro.
But with Adam Reynolds...
He was kicking short when they were up. Like, there was just something weird. I've never seen Adam Reynolds play like that or do anything like that in the last half an hour of a game. Lose complete control. So with Maguire, you're strengthening mentality. You're making these players understand. Like, I think the best coach is the coach that when the players are walking back to the tunnel... We're going to cop a spray. Like Bellamy.
You'll be winning.
Yeah, 100%.
You'll be winning and Bellamy... And you just know Munster and that. Like, shout out to Munster and Pappenhausen and Hughes for that potty with Bellamy. That was gun, bro. We got some mad insight. But, like, when you're walking back to the tunnel and you're losing, or you're probably winning by two, but you could have been winning by 18, you know you're going to get a spray.
It reminds me of that clip of Munster with the walkie-talkie. Yeah. It wasn't even towards him. It was just towards him.
You know what I mean?
So, like, oh, no.
I think that's what Michael Maguire offers, and I think that's the reason why the Blues won Origin this year, bro.
Yeah.
I do got a question, though. With Adam Reynolds, his age is a big factor. Like, would that affect the way he plays and even getting replaced in the next 3 years?
It's always affected the way he plays. He changed his game after one too many, in like 2016.
Yeah,
when
he changed his game a
long time. Too many injuries and now he doesn't run anymore.
I think he's got to change his game more. No, he's been, when I watch Adam Reynolds, I'm like, you shouldn't do that. You're going to get injured. Like, that's how I watch him. And he's a freak. I think he just needs to control the game's ball better now. That's all the Broncos need, bro. Voila.
Just needs to be on the field. Yeah, that's what Adam Reynolds
needs. Cooper Cronk.
Yeah, he just needs to be on the field, bro. That's it.
Bro, people are still arguing to this day.
Listen, all right, bro,
boys.
I can't.
Let's get into the week that happened, Melbourne. Well, first of all, Char-Char of the Week, right? What's your Char-Char of the Week quickly, boys?
Oh, man. Is there many to pick from?
I'd say that 80-metre try from the Melbourne Storm. Ryan Pappenhausen runs all the way.
Yeah. Off the quick tap?
Yeah.
That one was mad.
But Pappenhausen had a game, bro. Far out. Jerome Hughes.
The podcast, bro. All three of them, they scored like, what?
So that's
seven tries.
That's our Char-Char of the Week. Anything Melbourne did this week was unbelievable. Boys, Melbourne beat the Roosters. I wasn't here last week to defend myself to speak on the Bulldogs departing. Not departing, actually. Manly losing to the Roosters. Now, am I disappointed? Yes, because I feel like we could have given Roosters and Melbourne a good crack. Now, we would have beat Roosters, in my opinion. Melbourne, I don't think we beat Melbourne. That spine is untouchable. The experience there is unbelievable. But we would have given a better game because that was rubbish. What did I watch? Now, I'm not being salty as a Bulldogs fan. I just feel like we would have been more up to the occasion for it. And I'm not sad if we lose. We lost in the finals because we're not beating Melbourne or Penrith. We might beat one of them off some crazy luck and shit that happens and magical things happen in sports in a game. But if we were playing them twice, I don't think we can beat them twice. So, yeah, Melbourne. But let's get Melbourne and the Roosters, boys. Underwhelming game.
Look,
Melbourne too.
What do you mean? I love this game, bro. It was so end to end.
Yeah, you were enjoying it.
This was a hate watch for him, bro. Yeah.
This was a hate watch.
Hate watch.
I was also seeing a really good game in rugby league.
Yeah.
That had drama from the first 10 seconds of the game. There was drama. And it was, what, it was 48 to 30 or something, right?
48 to 18.
It was crazy.
It was a pounding,
mad
bro.
Points. And I got to see the best spine in the NRL going berserk, bro. They were going berserk. They were looking like guts, bro.
Yeah, they look unbelievable, bro. They were too good.
What a team,
Harry
bro.
Grant. Now, listen, first of
I'm
all,
sorry,
shout, out,
man.
Shout out to Harry Grant for that lady, that fan, and she was putting her fingers up. This is what we love about rugby league, right? Now, I need to see more of this. And Harry Grant laughed it off. Amazing stuff, boys. It's what we love to see.
I would have done this.
I love Derrick Rose. But anyway, Harry Grant was unbelievable. Pappenhausen, boys, after injuries, hey, look, that was probably one of the games that I watched in a long time from him where I'm like, oh, this guy's actually that good.
This was a game from him that like made me think about him pre-injuries.
Yeah,
I was like,
because we were talking about him for New South Wales.
Exactly, you know, start
me.
Before Dylan Edwards, before, you know, he was the man to change, replace Tedesco, and just, man, just watching him and how he played, bro, it was just
that try reminded me of the try against you in the grand final. I don't know if he scored or he assisted it on the weekend where he just split you and ran, bro, in the grand final. What,
2020, yeah, nah.
Just that. I haven't seen that in a long time from him.
You know, and it's good to see that he's getting his confidence back. And I got the interview with him earlier in the year, and just from what he told me back in round one when we versed him, just, you know, to see him actually have that confidence again. It was
felt good, yeah. Amazing, he felt good playing. Munster.
The spine was amazing.
You know why I'm saying this, right? You know why
I'm
saying
this. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Johnny.
I don't think this bloke This bloke has copped the most L's in one year ever seen in my life, and I'm friends with Lonnie Mammoth Titties, if you know, you know.
That's an L in his name.
Listen, right, I put the L there. His name is actually Johnny. We call him Lonnie because he copped so many L's.
Sorry, Johnny, I don't know you, so I kind of enjoyed
it. Wait. So, yeah, it's just something with Johnny's, bro. It's just not normal.
I'd never met this Johnny guy before. I got introduced to him as Lonnie. I knew him for a week. I know why his name is Lonnie.
And this guy somehow... The Johnny that you introduced me to
is the same one.
Somehow copped more L's in one year than Lonnie has. The guy is literally nicknamed Lonnie for taking L's. He lost a 1v1 to a girl. And the girl was 4'11".
Sad, bro.
Okay, and of course, into Lonnie. And I tried to, and there's one more. The best one ever. Okay. I basically own this guy, bro, alright? In everything. I'm just better at him in everything. And he's like, man, I'm sick of this, man. You don't know me, you don't own me. And he says, and we basically have to settle this because I said I could read his mind.
Yeah.
In an odds on out of 100, the first time, okay, if he lost the odds on, he had to drink 6 bourbon and rum and coke sprites because they were the ones that were poured and that was it. He lost on the first go to me, odds on out of 100. Like, I literally proved I could read his mind, bro. And somehow, and this is all in the span of 1 year, he lost a lightsaber fight, I lost everything.
And somehow,
the Johnny that you introduced me to, somehow has more L's in 1 year than Lonnie ever had.
Well, I love him.
Ravalawa's the best swinger on the comp. Ravalawa is the best winger at getting
Fox
rejected.
Fox is shit. Dragons won him.
Exactly. Ravalawa is the best winger ever at getting his trade rejected in 0.1 seconds, bro. You know, I'll give him 5 seconds because Serrato and Gus had to laugh for 5 seconds and then the reject buttons or hang up the phone. What do we got? Munster's washed. Ben Hunt's the best 7 in the comp.
Yeah, this was all crazy.
The Dragons are making the 8. The Dragons are better than the Dogs. The Dragons will finish higher than the Dogs.
For and against us. You look at the Bulldogs for and against. Well,
he said the Dragons were like one of the best teams in the comp. They just got unlucky last year.
Yeah.
Because he said they lost by less than 8.
And we versus Origin teams, apparently.
And then, And
teams
then,
that are Origin dependent.
And then everyone that we beat was injured.
Anyway, to put it into context, right? Johnny, we love you, bro. We love these debates, but I remember him saying Munster and Harry Grant are overrated, right? Now, first of all, that's insanity because Cameron Munster, because what? There's no player I fear more when he's on, right? It's Cameron Munster because Reece Walsh, when he's on, you can see he's running, he's quick.
You know,
Munster is literally hanging out. Like, he's at the barbecue of the boys. He's just kicking back, holding his beer.
He's like smiling Luca, bro.
Yeah, he's just kicking back. Yeah, like smiling Luca, just devastating. And he just, unorthodox, just doesn't know what, like, bro, you can't read him, you can't interrupt him. He's going to score the try, he's going to make the play.
When he's on, you literally can't tackle him. Like, I've never seen a player, like, it's like he's got leprosy and no one wants to catch it off him. It's like he's got Ebola or something. Nobody wants to go near him. If they touch him, it's like a light touch.
And they act like they go near him. They go, they just can't touch him.
Like, it's like, cause it's the WWE, bro. Like, it's scripted when he touches the ball, bro. It's scripted for him to run through 5 players and step everyone and their mum. It's just, he makes it look so easy. He makes it look like the game he's playing is a movie.
It's unbelievable.
You know how I knew he was on? We brought it up last week on how he points everywhere. Bro, I saw this man pointing. What has Fred done?
I was waiting for him to point, bro, because I couldn't. When he has the ball in hand or after he gets tackled, he points. It's like the kiss of death. Yeah. When you tackle him and he points at you, it's like the kiss of death.
Bro.
I've been waining for him to do
this one.
He hasn't done it since preseason, like 2 years ago.
He did it. He did it last game, bro.
When he
that was 10 meters
people,
from the line.
He's on, bro. When he's like poorly, like, hey, Maron. About
10 metres from the line, he's just going boom, boom, boom. Oh, I'm like, they're going to score here. They score straight away.
I'm going to ask you something when we get to the grand final talk.
I got one more thing.
Go on.
Okay, the unsung hero of this game, bro.
Go on.
Father, he's got a new son. He just had a kid, bro. His name is Jack Howarth. All right, he's got a kid, man. His kid's name is Joey.
Well.
Joey Manu.
Joey Manu.
His son is now Joey Manu's dad.
Yeah.
Joey Manu literally
I was just about to put respect Joey on Manu's name, and he just absolutely
Joey Manu was the one that looked like the kid, bro.
Joey Manu was out. He was departed.
Joey Manu got nicked by Jack Howard worse than what Aaron Schopp did to him a few years ago. When we were calling him Joey Schopp for 2 years, bro. All right, now I'm calling him Joey Howarth because he got absolutely sunned. All right. Jack Howard made Joey Manu look cute, bro. Like a cute little kid.
I've never seen that.
Like,
have you
ever seen the Water Boy where the Water Boy tells Coach Klant to visualize an attack, and he visualizes the old man and turns into a little baby? That's what Joey Manu looked like, bro. Joey Howard.
You can't
Jack Howard
go.
Bullied him, bro. He bullied him. I've been waiting for this kid. They said he was undercooked, cuz. He looked medium rare the other night, bro.
How do you
They said he was undercooked. This? Craig Willem said he wasn't ready. He needed a few more minutes in the oven, bro.
Cooked him, bro.
He had a bun in the oven, bro. The bun's name, Joey Howard.
Anyway, boys, I was going to give some respects to some of the Viking players. I was just about, look at my thing, right? Chuck's the parting Manu, right? What a great way to segue into this one. All right, boys. Boys, get your laughs out. Because the Sydney Roosters, it's the last game of their season. They lost to the Melbourne Storms, right? That doesn't...
Storm. Melbourne Storm.
Melbourne Storms, bro.
Storm.
Oh,
Storm.
That changed the way I grew up, bro. Melbourne Storms. That's it.
It was never Storms.
Yeah, but that's how I grew up saying
storms.
It.
You're just,
that's how I grew up
saying
it.
It's like saying a Portos, bro. It's a Porto.
It's like saying Turret,
whoa,
bro.
We got a crisis on our hands. You say a Porto?
How do you say Nutella?
Nutella's.
Oh my God.
No, I don't say it like that. I say Nutella.
I have a mate that says Nutella.
I get it.
And he keeps telling me it's the way it's meant to be said. I'm like, what?
What?
He says
that's
Nutella.
What means Lonnie.
No, it's not Lonnie. It's not Lonnie. It's someone in me and Lonnie's friend group. He says Nutella. I'm like, how do you say suck my nuts? You don't say suck my nuts, do you?
Anyway.
So it's Storms. Okay. Stop saying Storms, otherwise I'm going to launch this 7-up at your head, bro.
All right, whatever. Listen, let me move on, boy, because I'm going to let you ramble on. Now, they lost to the Melbourne Storm. Can I get a clap?
Yeah!
Hey!
Hey!
Bozos.
He did it!
Bozos. Anyway, listen. They lost to the Melbourne, right, which is their last game.
The Melbourne. Bro, can't get it right, bro.
I did that. I went back. Yeah. I'm going to go back to my old ways. Anyway.
Can't fix stupid.
They got
they lost to the team.
Craig Bellamy's
the
team,
purple
right?
team.
The purple team with the lightning in the hand, right? Anyway, so that means that was their last game of the season, and that means a lot of their players are leaving. So
that means they got meow, meow.
Meow, 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 meow. Anyway. Joey Manu, who Fred just absolutely...
Excuse me, say his name correctly.
Joey Howarth?
Yeah.
Joey Howarth.
Anyway, yeah. No, boys, let's be real. So Ali'i, I believe he's leaving as well. Yeah. Tupanua is coming to the Bulldogs. Luke Keary, who's an absolute legend, in the NRL. And the last one...
And Jared Waria Hargreaves.
The last one who is just goated forever. We all love him. You can hate him and you can love him, but you'll always respect him. You'll always want him on your team. And it's Jared Waria Hargreaves, bro. And I think there's a photo that symbolises him the most. I think I've said this before. After
the one with all the blood?
The one with all the blood probably a month ago.
His most capped game or whatever was.
He was unbelievable. What a player. And the Roosters are losing a lot of players, bro. I don't know now what they're going to do. But they're going to go out there and splash some cash. I don't know on who.
Honestly, serious question. Is their premiership window done now?
Yeah,
because they're losing.
Oh, yeah, halas,
it's wrapped.
They got...
Teddy's gone?
No. This next year is going to be a key year because they got to maximise Teddy. So if they don't sign a bunch of people for 26...
They're signing Kalen Ponga.
For 26. But yeah, we got to understand, they're going to be in the running for Kalen Ponga, but as are all of these other people going to be in the running for Kalen Ponga.
Kalen Ponga? Beach? Bondi? You think he's not going to Sydney Roosters?
Yeah, but we're talking about... Tedesco's got next year in it. Is he done? Or has he got one more year after that?
I think next year's his last year.
Yeah, so... Yeah, I think their premiership window next year is not...
It's finished?
It's done, but the years after, you know Uncle Nick, bro.
Yeah, it's sad, bro. It's sad to see
the guy let go.
It's not sad at all, actually, because...
Yeah, it's... I can't wait to... If they're not in the 8 next year, I'm telling you their crowd number is going to be under 10,000 every single game.
And Hainsey's probably going to tell us the rest.
There's only so much that the Chook Pen and Hainsey can do. Because, bro, in 2016, when they were bad, they had like 3,000 people at a game or twice in a season, bro. It was mental.
That's crazy.
Never seen anything like that in my life.
That's basically not
it. That is, as much as I know Hainsey and the boys, they don't like to admit it, but when they are not winning...
No, but
this excludes
Hainsey
them.
And the
this excludes them. They will go no matter where they go. I'm not saying that But when that fan base, especially the Roosters, when they are losing, when they are bad, nobody goes.
And I just got to say, numbers
drop off big time.
Heaps.
So Sam Walker's also only signed till 2025 as well.
Sam Walker's
no, didn't he just get re-signed, bro?
I'm just going.
Sam Walker will definitely.
You're on zero tackle, yeah?
No, I'm on the NRL website.
Yeah, okay.
Walker will definitely be that marquee player.
I thought they re-signed him.
No, they'll re-sign
to say like a vote of confidence. But he's also not there next year.
Boys.
So we have to think that I think the Roosters might really struggle next year.
Yeah. I think they'll struggle next year. Then I think the year after Ponga comes in and they start just buying whoever they want.
Yeah.
But after. I think they'll get someone next season, and then the season after they're going crazy. You know, boys, Penrith Sharks. I don't really want to talk about this game, but you just want to talk about it, so let's go hard.
Yeah.
Trindle, you want to give him some credit before we start ripping into him?
Yeah, no, I think at times he was good, but like I think overall,
isn't that crazy? I heard something last week. Sorry, apparently he's worth 800k now. From Joey Johns was like he's worth 800 plus.
No, but you gotta understand, 800 plus is not that much for a seven, bro. I think. The minimum a 7 or a 6 will get paid is 600 grand unless they're like a Jiddu, like Chad Townsend.
I don't think that's...
Like Toby Sexton signed for us and I think it was like 500k and he was like literally in Reggie's.
Toby Sexton signed for...
450, 500k. I think maybe even a bit more. Because it's just like the minimum for a 7 and a 6 that is NRL quality is different from a minimum that is of a minimum NRL quality winger, center, for like...
Anything.
A 7, especially that is young, can demand a lot of money. And Trindle, I think the valuation of 800K, 700K is good. I think...
You have one good game or one good season.
It's not one good game, bro. It's,
he's a good player.
They finally gave him the keys. And you could see that this guy's just built different. And the team plays better. A top 4 team, arguable top 4 roster at least, plays better with him at the helm than Dally M MVP winning Nico Hines. And I think 700-800k is a fair evaluation because guy's young. He was highly touted his whole way through as well. I think he's a good
25.
Player.
25.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. No.
Yeah. Like he's hitting his stride now. He's finally got a shot, bro. You know. I mean?
I don't think he's worth 800k, but I think if what you're saying is with half star, a rare market.
I don't think he's worth more than 800k. But to the team that needs a 7, I think he'd be worth 800k. I think if you're the Dragons and you see Ben Hunt basically wanting to waltz through the door and I'm saying I need a 7 or I need 2 halves, I go Tyron Wishart and him. And I think that's a pretty good, like, at least for the meantime, halves pairing. But the thing with the Sharks is they just, and this is what I was a bit worried about, they just got belted, bro. Like, they got belted. And Nico Hines, again, people say... But people are very hard on him, and I don't think they should be as hard. But people that are saying he's done nothing wrong, or like he doesn't deserve this much criticism.
Yeah, I think they overdo.
He certainly deserves criticism.
No, I think they overdo with Nico Hines. But this is what happens when you're a superstar. You're gonna get criticized for big LeBron James, Kevin Durant.
You get paid big dollars, and you win Danny M's, and people. You know, hype you up big time, they expect you to do the same in the bigger games.
100%.
And this is what I've constantly said about Nico Hines when I watch him in a big game, because he doesn't have the experience as a 7, he's only been playing there since his Dally M season, bro. Never played before then. So when the big games come and he has to step up, every other 7 would have a plan. Mm-hmm. And in their head, they know what they're going to do 2 steps ahead. They're going to do this, then it's going to lead to this. And I saw Nathan Cleary literally do it for their first try. It was the most amazing thing ever. Literally knew exactly what he was doing 2 plays before he did it. Nico Hines doesn't even know what he's doing when he gets the ball.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of trick shots from him, bro. Like, a lot of trying to, like... You know when they're all on the right side and they're all running and you just... You know, like, you flick a big cut out and you just go. Or just going out or... When Gus Gould said this, it made so much sense to me. He tries to do the flashy stuff and not the basic stuff.
Because he doesn't know the basic stuff.
There's no basic part of his game, which I fully understand what Gus Gould is saying. And like we said, if he goes and changes his position, then he can do that flashy stuff. Because that's what... obviously, as a fullback, you got to do more than flashy stuff. It's not just about looking good and scoring tries. He's done it before, and he knows how to play it.
See, for me, I think he just tries too hard. Like, he tries too hard to be what he isn't. And you put him in the fullback's position, he knows. He's comfortable. He's not comfortable in that 7 spot.
I don't think he is either.
He defended well, bro. you know?
He played really well on the defense, but just in terms of like his general play time as a seven, he just hasn't had that experience. Yeah, like, and he's pressured not only by himself because, you know, he hasn't been in that position since like when he was a kid, but he's getting pressured from the outside at the public and everyone, you know, the media. So just, do you reckon they do put him in the one next year?
Yeah, 100%. I saw one report, and that's enough for me to think that it's actually going to happen because I think the worst player he had like one good run, but I think Will Kennedy was probably their worst player on the park. He got fucking bullied, bro. He got bullied bad.
He looked like he didn't have any minimum.
Well, like, he got nicked, bro, getting pushed. Every time he either made a mad line break, like made that, so the one run,
boom,
or he got pushed back.
Yeah.
I swear, and I think he's a good player, but I think in order for them to have their best team on the field, I think he's got to be the one that makes way. Whether he goes to the wing or maybe he goes to another team or Reggie's, I don't know. But the best way for this Sharks team to play is with Nico and Atkinson and Trindle in the halves.
Yeah,
and Nico, he defended well, but man, his kicking game is just diabolical, bro. And he doesn't know what he's doing, and he's not like. There are players that can play what's in front of them consistently and in big games as well, because they know when to pick and choose. Cody Walker's probably one of the best ever at just playing what's in front of him.
Instinct footy, backyard footy, bro.
No, it's literally, if you like, the less structure, the better when it comes to Cody Walker. And there are not many players like him. And Nico Hines, he plays like he's Cody Walker, but he just doesn't have those instincts. He doesn't know when to make those crazy plays or when to attack. And it's a lack of knowledge when it comes to Nico. Not a lack of effort, not a lack of ability. It's lack of knowledge of what he's meant to be doing.
Okay? What's
best for the team? What should a seven be doing? Where should I be steering the team? He doesn't know how to do that stuff in the big games. He can do it against the Tigers all he wants, even though he lost to the Tigers this year. But he can do it against average, but he can do it in against big teams in meaningless games. Something's missing. And last week, he did what he was supposed to do. And that's what's best for the team is for Trindle to lead this game and for me to compliment him. But this game, I just felt like there was no lead half. I felt like they were both unsure of their own roles. The only time I ever saw the Sharks short players short of their own roles last week and the weeks where Nico didn't play.
Yeah, they looked like they were more comfortable in what they were doing. And that's a big problem in finals footy, bro. Because you got your superstars, and the guy who's given a chance, Trindle, who's been grinding out, trying to get a chance, is outperforming everyone. Then Atkinson, who comes in to replace.
They beat Melbourne. He's
injury prone. He ends up paying so good. So, I don't know. For the Sharks, Fitzgibbon said it the best. Like, Penrith are just a different level.
Yeah, they put all pressure on them, bro. Yeah.
Listen, I knew that. From round one of the finals, I knew it's going to be Melbourne-Penrith. If that's the way the journeys went, that's what it was going to be. And I think it's the best grand final we get to watch. Straight up. I don't think there's a better grand final to watch the whole season other than Melbourne and Penrith.
Yeah, I agree.
I remember you saying something at the start of the season, and you already said, my bad, you put your hand up. You said Melbourne won't make the eight. And, bro, now I'm going to ask you one more thing on the grand final, right? Boys, Penrith are playing Melbourne in the grand final. Who wins? I need your score prediction, and I need, obviously, who wins with your score prediction, and then we'll get into other things in the grand final.
Yeah, so I'm going to go Penrith 1-12. Like, I'm really confident in them in a game like this.
And why do you think Penrith will win this game? This is the biggest thing, because I say the same thing as you, right? But then I don't know what Melbourne is making me feel like, especially the form the spine's in. I don't know, bro. Great. I don't know.
There's two big reasons why I think they're going to win. Number one is their forward pack. I think that forward pack is just, when it comes to the big games like this, they just find a way to kick it to the next level. And Melbourne are missing a very big boy from their forward pack in Big Nelson. All right.
Do you think
that's a massive loss for them?
Of course.
And I trust Leota and Fisher Harris and Sorensen.
It's his last game, Fisher
and,
as well,
and
bro.
Ghana and Yo, and they got a mad forward pack, and Liam Henry. I just trust these boys in a game like this a lot more than I trust the Melbourne forward pack.
That's very, very fair.
And the second reason is Nathan Cleary.
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't know why I was leaning. When I was reading the question, I was leaning towards Melbourne. Not, I want Penrith to win. Me, personally, I want Penrith Panthers to
so
win.
So do I.
I want To'o to come to the Bulldogs already. I'm joking. I'm just joking.
Don't ever say something that ridiculous again.
Honestly,
I might
Tigers,
slap you.
Honestly.
One of the Tigers.
Honestly, listen. And Nathan Cleary's going to the Super League, yeah? I'm letting you know from now.
Warrington.
Anyway, keep talking.
What a Mentec article.
That was bad. Anyway, boys, listen, for real, I want Penrith to win because I feel like they've been the best team in the last 5 years. They deserve to hold 4 premierships, right? And at the same time, they've won. The way they've won their premierships is they've developed their talent. They didn't go and buy this guy and buy that guy, right? Maybe one or two players. Everyone buys players, but Roosters went and got Cooper Cronk to win a premiership, as we know famously with Fred's hectic words. Coach, he's seen red. I'm seeing red, cuz I'm seeing red.
They bought Tedesco, right?
They bought Tedesco. No, but like Penrith didn't buy anyone. They built Luai. They built To'o. They built Crichton. They built...
You know who we bought? Luke Garner.
You bought Luke Garner,
yeah,
right?
And Paul Alamotti.
And Alamotti, right? Now, Alamotti's been good. Now, that's one reason why I want him to win. Second of all, I want Nathan Cleary to go down as one of the greatest players of all time. I know he already is. But if you put 4 premierships on the table in a row, let's not get it twisted. I said this 2 weeks ago. In a row is insane, bro. Like to have, you know, when you win so much, you start to slack off because like, yeah, whatever. I already won 3 in a row. If you go out there and mentality monster your way to 4 in a row, I can't speak to you. I think Penrith win this game. I'm going to give 2 predictions. I think Penrith win this game by 2 points. I think Melbourne's going to be the better team. Penrith win. And then the other one is, I think Melbourne win by 13 plus. I don't know why. I just don't know why, but I just feel like if Melbourne do win, it won't be tight. It's going to be points.
I think if I can see the Melbourne 13 plus happening, because the same reason why I said Penrith were going to lose last year was...
The quickness of...
No, you just... they have... Both teams have a massive weak spot. It's just an obvious weak spot.
The centers?
One is Tungo and the other one is Meany. And I just think if they just keep targeting Isaac Tungo, you're going to eventually be successful because he just makes... Like, him and Taruva are just not the smartest defenders. Yeah. I think if you target either of those two... But I know Taruva and Tor, they switch sides so often. Like, you never know what side they're actually going to be.
Ivan Cleary loves that.
But Tungo... Just defensively, he's just been weak. Like last year, I gave him a break because he effed his peck up.
Which is a bit hard,
back,
yeah.
And he came back a bit early. But this year, there's just no real excuse. Like, I'm more confident in Alamotti defensively than Isaac Tungo. But
that's
the
insane.
The real weak point, I think, and considering he's carrying an injury, is Nick Meany. I think if you're not sending as much traffic his way as possible, like... It's not the smartest play for Penrith. I think they should be funneling so much ball into that side of thing, into him, to Nick Meany specifically, and seeing how they react. You know, and I think that's going to be the weak point. I think that's why I think Penrith will win, because it's a lot. I just think that's a lot bigger target than Isaac Tungo.
Flexi, I need your prediction. You're going to the grand final. You're pretty excited,
man.
Talk to me on your prediction.
Look. Everyone had been asking me, like, you know, and the Panthers, how they find the motivation, how they get, you know, preparations for 4-5 grand finals in a row, 4 peak potentially. Look, this game, I would say, is more meaningful than any of the other grand finals.
Really?
And I'll tell you one reason why. Because this is the team that we lost to. This is the team.
They got your number. They basically got your number.
Yeah. We have a negative record against them. You know, yes, we've beaten them in the prelims the past few years, but we haven't beaten them in a grand final, man. Obviously, 2020, we're inexperienced, we're young, not
first time
matured, first time, you know. You know, we go in there against a Cameron Smith, you know, obviously on retirement year, a bunch of other players, but you go into this year's Penrith, you know, and you look at the Melbourne team, Penrith, Fisher Harris is gone. Soon, Sunia Taruva's gone. Luai's gone. There's players that won't be there. There's players that still haven't got their first with Penrith in Paul Alamotti and, you know, just a few other players. But this is, for me, I think this is the most motivated we will be out of any other game. And I think we'll be up for the challenge, man.
So talk to me on your prediction, quick stuff.
Look, I...
You don't want to give one? It's fine. I don't want to curse it.
Look, I do think Panthers will win, but I think it'll be close. We've won the grand final three different ways. We're going to win it a fourth different way. I think this could have extra time written all over it, man.
Wow.
I am very worried.
I got some goosebumps. This is going to be one of the greatest grand finals to watch.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Yeah.
Bro, last year was one of the best grand finals we've seen. We lost to him.
If not the best.
We lost to him 0-0. We didn't score a point. You know, no team has really kept us scoreless in ages. You know, we had him again. Nathan Cleary got injured that game. We lost by 2 points. I think he's healthy that game. We win that game, in my opinion. Nathan Cleary obviously is 100%. Dylan Edwards has a knee injury. That's not 100%.
Oh, everyone in both teams is going to be on injections.
Battered, bro. Everyone's going to be getting that turbo needle, bro. Yes. So for me, look, I think this has a, you know, this is going to be a dogfight. This is going to be similar to the...
So you're going golden point quickly.
Golden point. Golden okay. point, man.
All right, boys, quick stuff. Clive Churchill. 1, 2, 3, let's go.
Nathan Cleary.
Jerome Hughes.
I think it should be on who wins.
If Penrith win, obviously everyone's answer can be Nathan Cleary. I just feel like Isaiah is going to have a big, big say in this one. I don't know why. Right? And if Melbourne win, Jerome Hughes. No one else.
I've got to smoke it. If Melbourne wins, it's going to be Harry Grant.
Ooh. I think Munster.
I'd go Hughes. All right, boys. And then, of course, pick one most important player on both teams. Not Nathan Cleary, not Cameron Munster. Go.
I think...
Brian Tottle.
I think Fisher Harris.
Ooh.
You know what? I changed mine. Liam Martin. I think how he defends Nathan Cleary and his aggression as well. You know, we haven't seen the same aggression after Origin, but if he has the aggression there, I think, bro, he's going to be so influential.
I think it's Dylan Edwards. Dylan Edwards, for me, is the most important thing for Penrith after Nathan Cleary.
And then defensively, yes.
And you said, what'd you say? Liam Martin. And what'd you say?
Fisher Harris.
All right, for Melbourne, go. No Munster.
For Melbourne, I think Jack Howarth is going to be incredibly important.
Joey Howarth's dad.
Bro.
No, honestly, you think?
I think if he, because if you look at how Penrith scored last against the Sharks, a lot of it was, you know, out wide. Poor Alamotti got a double. You know what I mean? Boom. And I just think their attack, Penrith's attack, the last few weeks has just looked bad. Iffy. Now, it only has to be good for one game. But a guy that could throw a spanner in the works and that they really don't have much experience in versing. And Melbourne have always had a bit shaky defensively, like centres the last few years.
That's right.
And now the way the guy's been defending the last 2 months, bro, has been incredible. And I think, I'm going to say Jack Howarth. If he can throw a spanner in the works, I know it's smoky, but I think he's going to be really important.
No, smoky. I like a smoky.
Ryan Papenhuyzen. If there's a person that can break our defense open, it could be him. His speed is unmatched, and if he brings what he did this weekend into the grand final, man, like I'm worried, especially on that Tungo edge. Imagine just Ryan Papenhuyzen.
I agree with Papenhuyzen because he did that to you first in the first grand final that he's played. But for me, again, it's Jerome Hughes. If someone's on fire and
they're all saying, but Jerome Hughes.
It's Jerome Hughes because I think. Oh no, no. Did I say no?
No, I
said no,
I Munster. I thought we were going to be all smokies. If
I'm going smoky, I'm going Eli Katoa straight up. But for me, genuinely speaking, without Munster, it's Jerome Hughes because that guy, a halfback that can run like that and split the game open on both ends, far out, bro.
Now Nathan doesn't have any Dally M's, bro, but Jerome Hughes will win Dally M, but
that's insane.
A lot of people have been saying Jerome Hughes is better than Nathan Cleary in my chat. And this is where it gets settled.
Yep.
Because they're gonna get a lot louder if Hughesy wins this game.
This
if
is
Nathan
the battle.
Cleary wins, everyone's gonna be shut up, and I think everybody will acknowledge who the tribal chief is, bro.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a great
Who's at the head of the table?
Who's at the end standing like this?
The head of the table,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, but cool. All right, boys.
I was expecting Fluxy to get that one.
I do. I appreciate it.
All right, boys. Listen, it was great to have some league lads back. I love you all.
We only got one episode after this.
But we will still be doing some content, right? Boys. Some NRL content. Boys. Because, huh?
Dally M's.
Just going to go for some Dally M's right now.
All right. Let's just do
just
a quick
quickly.
Fire.
Right, let's
quick
do fire. Quick fire on Dalian.
Hammer getting picked over Turbo.
Quick fire. Go.
Bullshit.
Where are the nominees? All right. Fullback Dylan Edwards, Hammer, or Tedesco?
Like this season, Tedesco. I don't know what the fuck Hammer's doing on the list.
I'm going James Tedesco.
I think Tedesco just because Dylan Edwards has been out a bit more. Wingers, Cam Pereira, Brian Toll, Karaz, Will Warbrick, and Zach Lomax.
Zach Lomax for me.
You got to pick two. Lomax, Toll, bro.
I'm going Lomax, Karaz.
Lomax, Toll.
I'm going Lomax, Karaz.
Karaz is number three, bro.
Right. Center of the year, Herbie, Jesse Ramian, Katoni Stagg, Stephen Crichton, and Val Holmes.
Stephen Crichton
and Herbie, bro.
And Herbie, yeah. Herbie's been unbelievable, bro.
When he played, he was better than all of them.
Yeah, I agree. 5'8", Jerome Luai, Matt Burden, Tom Dearden, Ben Hunt, Daly Cherry Evans, and Jerome Hughes.
Sorry, my bad.
5'8 of the year, Jerome Luai, Burden, and Dearden.
Sorry, Pookie Bear, it's gone to Tom Dearden.
Look,
I always say Matt Burden's our engine. We would be bottom, like we'd be not in the eight without him.
No.
We wouldn't make the eight without him, bro. I'm telling you, Cowboys would be bottom two without Tom.
Yeah, but Cowboys
Dearden.
Have a pack.
Look, they do not have a pack. They do not have a pack.
Well,
Tom Dearden literally won them more games than Matt Burden won us. He's my favorite player.
I know. I'm going Matt Burden. I don't give a fuck what anyone says.
Tom Dearden.
People are gonna call me biased.
He's not a center. He's a center. You get me? That's for me. Everyone knows Dearden who he is.
People are going to call me biased. We're not where we are without Jerome Luai.
That's very true as well.
You're in the grand final without Jerome Luai.
No,
if Luai wasn't playing at that level, you still make the grand final.
I disagree. We had Jack Cole and Brad Schneider. No offense.
You still would have made the eight.
We would have made the eight, but...
And all Penrith needed was to make the eight.
Yeah. Halfback, Ben Hunt, Daly Cherry Evans, and Jerome Hughes.
Wait, go again. Jerome Hughes.
Jerome Hughes.
What is Ben Hunt doing
What's
there,
Ben
bro?
Hunt here?
Hooker of the year, Blake Brayley, Harry Grant, and Reece Robson.
I'm going to go Harry Grant because how he finished the season, bro.
Harry Grant.
Yeah, I agree. Prop of the year, Adam Fanua-Blake, Fisher Harris, Joseph Tarpany, Moses Leota, and Lindsay Collins.
Panthers boys. I really want to say Tarpany.
I've got to go Tarpany,
bro. I'm going to go Tarpany, bro. He's been...
Don't you get two?
I'll go Tarpany and Fisher. And Fanua-Blake.
Fanua-Blake had a fit this year, bro.
Yeah, he had a
cry, but the guy still had like 8 or 9 tries, bro.
He's going to be crazy at the Sharks next year. Second row of the year, Angus Crichton, Elise Katoa, Hudson Young, Jaden Sua, and Kikau.
Not the first two.
Go on.
Angus Crichton, Katoa, Hudson Young, Sua, and Kikau.
The first two.
I think Kikau's been good, but...
Kikau was mad, but nah, the first two, Big Schmoller would be there in that list if it wasn't for old mate getting suspended. But, yeah, the first two for sure.
Lock of the year, I'm just going to stop at one. Isaiah Yeo.
Yeah, next.
The other two are Carrigan and Cotter.
Yeah, it's Yeo, bro. It was a class above everyone this year.
Coach of the year, Serraldo, Bellamy, and Cleary.
Should be Serraldo, but it's going to be Bellamy again.
I think it's Serraldo. But at the same time, now Bellamy, I agree with it because of all the injuries he's had, and he still got to a grand final.
Listen, he's it's gonna be Bellamy. It's the same as 2021.
I'm not saying it's gonna be.
Desi should have won it.
What do you think? It's not about what they're gonna give.
Listen, I think it should go to Serraldo because the guy took a team from the worst defense in the comp to top two.
I agree. I'm with you.
But
Serraldo.
It's gonna go to Bellamy.
Okay. Can I ask just how obviously Craig Bellamy, you know, they're minor premiers and whatnot. Serraldo has a big impact. Like, the Bulldogs came from, what, bottom four to where they were now. Ivan Cleary's going on his 4-peat. Obviously, it's gear-based, so I'd take Ivan out. But I think it's Serraldo.
I think it's Serraldo.
If you're going off the year...
Bellamy, it's the 2021 all over again. Yeah, Desi was 100% should have won it, and he didn't.
I think Serraldo.
Captain of the year, Harry Grant, Isaiah Yeo, Stephen Crichton.
Stop right there, Stephen Crichton.
Rookie of the year, Ethan Strange, Jack Bostock, Kale Iro. I think
out
Bostock,
of those three,
why can't we pick Lockie Galvin?
Because he's got suspended.
He got suspended.
Iro was by far the best player on this. I invested my stock from the beginning of the season. Oh, defensively. Kale Iro was literally clamps, bro.
Yeah, I'll go Kale.
Hall of Fame fucking...
Next.
That's it.
And then you have the Proven Summons Medal, which is...
What's that even for?
What's that mean?
I think it's the charity thing?
I think it's the best act, because Offa Hengawi helped someone this year.
Offa Hengawi, Crichton, and Munro, so it's like...
Munro, because of what happened, and he scored that try. I think it's more of like a heroic
thing. Yeah, I'm going to Munro, bro. That made me smile, man.
Yeah, I'll go Munro. Shout out to Tyron Munro.
There we go. That's the Dally M's.
That's us on League Lads. Love
next time we record, we will have a champion. Mm. And we will have the last meow, meow, meow for the year, bro.
Yeah, and then we'll bring you some good NRL content, shit you want to hear, comment, everything you want to see.
Guests as well, bro.
Like, comment, subscribe. We're going to bring, inshallah, I hope to God, we get a lot of guests on, a lot of footy players, a lot of people that you'd want to hear from. And also, do not forget to see my boy following Dana White's dreams of being oiled up.
Man, I feel like...
Follow his Twitch, kick, this, that. NRL Grand Final, 24-hour stream.
I'm worried, bro. The world will stop, man.
Kick.com/HecticFred.
Gotta be invested in the oil up, bro.
What do you mean, brother?
The world will stop to watch the Hectic Fred.
Love you!
As soon as that baby oil touches my skin, world hunger will be solved. The sun will be shining if it was raining.
Sun is shining! The weather is sweet. You know what I mean?
When did I say I could sing?
I can sing, bro.
Don't worry about the thing.
Meow, 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 meow.
Because every little thing.
Ah, Jamaica, man.